I have impression from Ajahn Chah teaching that he more concentrate on direct realization, which is a practice of meditation, and he also not recommend to reading so much, but reading our mind. And recently you just mentioned this 37 faculties of the tools that we use to purify our mind and even attain the jhana. And again, as a lay person, it's a long study to go through that. Is it enough for us as a lay person? We just have the practice of to be here now, then doing meditation. Was it?
Well, I mean, being here and now is great if you here and now has some structure to it. In the sense of, if you're in the here and now, I remember Ajahn Chah, Paul Breiter is asking the question. He sees when Paul had left the robes, and then it would be 1979, and then Ajahn Chah came here to England, of course, to visit the Sangha here, and then went to America and taught. And Paul had been out in the world for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, and had been practicing in different places and meeting different people. And he said, you know, I've got a friend of mine who's a Dhamma practitioner, and he says his best meditations are when he's doing rock climbing, because he's completely in the present moment and his mind is really clear. And Ajahn Chah sort of laughed. He says, while he's climbing rocks like that, is he contemplating the Four Noble Truths? You know, because it's one thing to be in the here and now and be present, but are we turning our attention to the process of how do we attach and get tangled up in our wrong views? Because there's fundamentals of wrong perception, of thinking that what is impermanent is actually permanent, thinking what is actually dukkha is pleasant or is gratifying, thinking what truly is not self, this is me and mine, this is what I am, and then thinking what is actually, you know, really fundamentally unattractive is really desirable. So that getting hooked by that. So it doesn't take a whole lot of, study, and it doesn't take a whole lot of technique, but it does need a focus on what's really important. Sometimes just having enough knowledge for that is what I think Ajahn Chah is really pointing to. And also, he was teaching people who have a fundamental, they have a fundamental confidence and faith in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. A fundamental, a really strong saddha and faith. And for the most part, especially as monastics, most of the monastics have already completed at least a few grades of study before going to stay with Ajahn Chah, so that they've got enough. And certainly for us Westerners, we showed up with way too many ideas. But it is helpful to get the right information and to be able to apply that skillfully, because sometimes just being mindful and peaceful and thinking that if I'm just in the present moment, then it's going to awaken me. It's a, you know, there needs to be a catalyst. We have to challenge the mind. And that's where the structure of the teachings is really important, and having tools that we can challenge the fundamental delusions that we tend to be caught by. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Another question is, if we practicing meditation, would also a kind of understanding come naturally via meditation?
Not necessarily. I've been around for a long time. I've seen a lot of meditators. And it requires a willingness to reflect and investigate. The two fundamental things that the Buddha points to, qualities that are essential for liberation and accomplishment of liberation. First thing is kalyanamitta, having good spiritual friendships. And it isn't just to sort of hang out with nice people, but spiritual friendships in the sense that one is getting good information, one's getting a good mirror of one's own knowledge and understanding, and being introduced to knowledge and understanding that is of real benefit to one. Of course, there's the supportive aspect of a spiritual friendship in the sense that one is encouraged, but then there's the other aspect where one is learning from other people who are have dedication and have a good knowledge themselves. The other aspect that the Buddha points to is yoniso manasikara, so wise reflection, skilled attention. One is an external quality, one is an internal quality. Yoniso manasikara, it's a theme that comes up over and over again, because there's this need to direct attention in the most efficacious way, the most efficient or most useful and beneficial way. And similarly, for the mind to be peaceful, of course we want the mind to be peaceful, and the Buddha encourages the mind to be peaceful, but we have to learn how to use that peaceful mind. Because in the end, what is needed is relinquishment. You know, we don't let go of anything very easily. So I don't know who the writer was, but said, all that I ever let go of had claw marks on it. That's a great description of what our mind does.
When I think of Ajahn Chah or Ajahn Sumedho, who talks quite strongly about the goal and realization and the wisdom, the years and decades of following precepts, of sense restraint, of moderation in eating and sleeping, all the gradual path stuff.
Oh yeah.
That kind of sometimes doesn't get talked about as much as the the more profound meditation and it's just how embody that.
Yes, yes. They definitely embody that, and they're pointing to what is essential, but their own lives are the examples of what is needed. And, it's like Ajahn Sumedho spending this first full year in solitary meditation, reading one book, The Word of the Buddha. It's a small book, and it's all about the Four Noble Truths. And just having that structure, reflecting on that over and over and over again. And that was incredibly powerful for him. Having some kind of structure for the mind to be able to reflect on its experience. So it's important.
Having kids, it's a big structure to reflect upon.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking of the Buddha teaching us, he was not always gentle and compassionate. And any mothers who've had children, you realize different children have to be treated in different ways. And then the same child, they don't respond in the same... So that, you're always having to adapt.